My name's Jenny. I live here in Rainworth, or Renrith, one of the many that may have called this home for 20, 30 or 40 years, but is still, in some ways, a bit of an outsider. We're going to go on a walk together. A scrap walk, I call it. Not because we're going to be going past any old scrap, at least I hope not, but because of a man called Joseph Whittaker, who lived in the village at Rainworth Lodge. The village school is named after him, and I've discovered that he was a naturalist, fascinated by the world around him and, like all naturalists, a man who made notes and records of things he saw, here and elsewhere, and he published them in books with names like Jottings of a Naturalist, Scribblings of a Hedgerow Naturalist, Notes on the Birds of Nottinghamshire, and Scraps of Nature. And I like that. The idea of notes and scraps and jotting things down. I remember my Auntie Floss having this really big book, stuffed full of all sorts. Postcards from places she'd visited, newspaper clippings, recipes for things she'd eaten and had really liked. It was just this big jumble that somehow made more sense of her than anything else. So I've decided that this walk together should be something like that, full of notes and scribblings and ideas that I've gathered, just like Joseph Whittaker and my Auntie Floss did. You'll hear from a few people who I've met as I've been out and about planning this walk. And I'll talk quite a bit as well to make sure that you know where you're going and to keep you company, of course. Should take about an hour and a half in all. There's no clambering up steep hills or wading through swamps with butterfly nets. You don't need to be wearing hiking boots or have an emergency flare tucked down your trousers. Some of you might be from here and have walked this way many times. And for some of you, these paths we'll go down together might all be new. Anyway, this is where we're starting, by this pit wheel, dedicated to those who gave their lives whilst working at the mine, 1911 to 1994. That's not as long as I was expecting. 83 years. It's a lifetime, I suppose, if we're lucky. But when you live in places like these, you think that mining must have been going on forever, because of the way that so much of the culture and the landscape has been shaped by it. Joseph Whittaker would have been in his 60s when the pit was opened. He would have been one of those who came out to mark the deaths of the 14 men who died soon after the pit was in operation, drowned when a huge water barrel fell down the shaft and killed the sinkers below. The job of recovering the bodies took 4 days because of the incessant flow of the underground stream through which the shaft had been sunk. There were questions in the House of Commons about what had happened. New national safety recommendations were made. And what a terrible way to start building a new community, because the village was very small before they started to dig out the coal, 400 people or so. It was the pit that brought the houses and the families that lived in them. We should start walking. Down here, the old pit lane, which was one of the longest in the country, with Rufford Colliery just over a mile away at the end of this. If you've got a dog with you, they're in luck, because there should be some free snacks available for them at the Doghouse Cafe, which you'll see on your right by the entrance to the Patank Club. When you're there, go to the next track.